We had two shots in Beis Shammai. The first shot was Rav Zeira, and the second shot was Rav Yosef. Alright, I'd like to do is just talk a little. Yesterday we spent time on Pshat and Rav Zeira. I'd like to just sidetrack to something that may help the sugya, and then we'll go on. Again, Rav Zeira talked about what Isha is makpedes on, and he said that that's pshat in the din, or shekin Isha makpedes. Rashi and Tosfos had a machlokes here. By Bante de Rav Yanai, if it was Belailoi Shavu Shliach, so Rashi said, by Bante de Rav Yanai, if it's Belailoi of Shavu Shliach, that the din would be that Bante de Rav Yanai need a takava de dinri. And Tosfos didn't like that because Tosfos said, him kein asata devorech l'shiurim. And that line of Tosfos, him kein asata devorech l'shiurim, is a very difficult line. What does it mean? In kenasata zvarech l'shiurim. L'chayri, each person is only mukadeshes, and whatever she wants, it's taka is shiurim. So the line of Tosfos, nasata zvarech l'shiurim, which is a kasha on Rashi, which doesn't sound so shver. I told you yesterday about Maknas Teretz, that she was megaladas, so it's not l'shiurim. But I'd like to just mention to you a concept which maybe will help us with Tosfos. And it's a concept in Chayshim Mishpat. The Yisayid is true, the Pilpul is true. Whether it has to do exactly with our Tosfos or not, I'm not sure. But Hayais, Tosfos is a problem. Rav Moshe and the Dibris Moshe by Shver and Kavanis Rash in Kavanis Tay. What's Tosfos Kasha? The Satra Chashirin. Okay, in the Satra Chashirin, each woman will get married for what she wants. So what's fair if each woman gets married what she wants? That's a problem. What's the problem? It's a hard to understand. So let me tell you a concept. I don't know if you've ever come across it in learning, but it's a concept in Chayshim Mishpat, the Simen Reish, Siv Zayin, that is a halacha called Kisuk Damim. In order to do a kinyan, and the kinyan should be chal, that you can't go back on the kinyan, you need pisuk damim. What is pisuk damim? It means you have to agree on a price. Let's say you and I are in negotiations in a business deal, and we agree I'm going to buy whatever it is that you're selling. I'm going to buy your car, I'm going to buy your house, and we talk about the sale, and we'd like to finalize it. Let's say I'm nervous, someone else will offer you more for the house, I'm more for the car, I want to finalize the deal. So we negotiate a deal. I say, listen, I want to buy your car. Your car says, I want to buy it. So you want this much, I want this much. I tell you, look, we'll settle on a price. Let's just finalize the kinyan. And we make a kinyan, a chalipin, or whatever kinyan we make to finalize it. And the deal with the exact price we'll settle on later. I say, can you believe pisuk damim? And it's not chal, it's not a kinyan. People don't sell things to be nice guys. People sell things because they want money. They want cash. And if you didn't decide on the price, so you didn't make a sale. What kind of sale is that? Is the whole Kenyan needs Gemira's Das, needs a final Gemira's Das on what's being sold. And Mimela, you need a piece of damim. You need an agreement for a specific price, and if the price is not agreed upon, then it's not a kinyan. That's the halacha it says in Chayshim Mishpat. And that's the halacha. There's no machlokes about it. What? What? If I tell you, if I want to give it as a matana, then it works. But if I say we'll make up the price later, that means that the seller's not sure he'll get what he wants. The buyer's not sure that he'll. The client is not sure that he'll ask what he wants. There's no. The kinyan needs gemiras das. Needs a final agreement. Now, if you want to do it b'matana, you can do it b'matana. But if you want to do it with as a mechira and you didn't decide on the price, so that's not a mechira. That's the concept of pisuk damim. It has. There's a certain amount of sichsuch as to how it applies. Specifically, there's a machlokes. Let's say I say, I want to buy it from you, and we can't agree on a price. I say, listen, whatever you'll decide the price is, I'm asking. I'm going to buy it from you. I'm semech on you. You'll tell me a fair price. I'm semech on the meicher, and I want to do it that way. It's such a kinyan chal. Specifically, the shailah is mentioned when it comes to mechiras chametz. We go to a guy, we sell a guy the chametz erev Pesach. Now, when we sell the guy, I go to the guy and I sell him chametz. I have a list of many, many meichrim, but I can't do pisuk domen. I don't know how much the total value of all the chametz is. I have no clue. Somebody who made me a shliach to sell chametz may have nothing in his house, zero chametz. He still made me a shliach just in case. Someone else may have a case of schnapps, or a few cases of schnapps, and someone else may have a whole warehouse of stuff, a whole closet of stuff. I don't know what the value is. So when I go to the guy, and I want to sell him the chametz, so what do? So there were those that were naig, that the guy is makabel, whatever the rabbanim will tell him the price is. What happens? What's the mechira? You sell the guy the chametz, he gives a down payment. After Pesach, he has to pay the rest. But as generally happens, so far in my experience, always happens, the guy is willing to sell it back after Pesach, and you buy it back. You just give him back his deposit, and you zehu. The question is that a mechira? If the guy says, I'll be samech on the mechira. So this is a machlaikis in the Achroinim, Chayshu Mishpat. There's a Sefer Tur HaEven who argues that it's good. The Radvaz and the Tshuva argues that it's no good. So it's a machlaikis dechluki days. If I say I'll be samech das on you for pisuk domim, whether that's good or not. What's the hesper? It's no good. What's the hesper? It's no good. No good because there's no real smichas das. Why? Because the meicher, I'm saying I trust the meicher, the guy. He's saying I trust the meicher. But if the meicher will come back later and want a high price, he'll be upset. So I guess he holds it's not a real smichas das. That's the Tur HaEven. The Tur HaEven holds that that's not a real smichas das. The Radvaz holds it's not a real smichas das. The Radvaz is saying that's not a kinyan.
It's
not a real smichas das, right?
What? It's a market value. I'm saying you're going to come back with your market value. You can't argue that it's not a fair price.
But if I make up, that will come back with a market value. But I have to peg it to something. You can't just say, you know, if it's a bottle of soda, you can say a market value. But if it's a car, a used car, or a piece of property, you can't really say market value. You have to say, trust me, I'll give you a fair price. But you can never catch me if I say a high price. You'll say, oh, that's too high. You can't catch me because it's not something that has a clear price.
The guy has a piece of time at the time of the material.
What?
He knows what the price he wants to do. He doesn't even have a piece of time.
That's the problem. The problem is nobody has a piece of time. The time of the mechira. It does, because if you hold that it's good, what the Ritvaz is saying, what the Terevin is saying that it's good, the Terevin is saying that that's a pisuk, because I'm telling you whatever price you say is a price. I agree to it. Mm-hmm. So if I tell you whatever price you agree is a good price, then there's a final achlata. That's a final achlata. So, according to the Radvaz, so when we sell chametz nowadays, we try to be hitzik kol hashitis. So we write in Shulchan Aruch, it says that for pisuk domim it's good either a number, or if you write kefishi yashumu gimel v'kiyim, you take it out of the meichakaina, you say we'll get three experts. You'll pick one, I'll pick one, the two will agree on a third, and whatever the three experts will shout up the value, that'll be good. That's what we write in the Shtari Mechir. But the Tzur HaEvan apparently wrote that they trust the Rav. Tzur HaEvan hold that that's a considered a piece of damim. The Radvaz, why is the Radvaz hold it's not a piece of damim? Maybe also the Rav Shabalev. If you agreed, you agreed. It's taka, you might get cheated, but if you agreed on whatever the Meicha says, you agreed. Kaponim, this is the concept of Pisuk Domin, that all Kinyanim need a set price. I found four exceptions, probably are more, to the rule of Pisuk Domin. One of them has to do with Kiddushin. The Avnei Nezer, he has Shaila. The Avnei Nezer Kuf Chaf, from Ois Gimel and on. He doesn't bring the Shiloh, but from his answer, it looks like the Shiloh was this. Somebody went into a jewelry store, and he bought a ring, a wedding ring. And I guess he was in a rush, he was right before the chasna, so he went in, he bought the wedding ring, and he said, listen, you'll tell me whatever it is, I'll pay you after chasna, I'll pay you. But I'm telling you now, we'll settle later. There was no piece of diamond. So now, it's not just a shayla on the wedding ring, it's a shayla on the wedding. Right? Because if it's not the chasan's wedding ring, if there was no pisuk damim, our concept now is that in order to do a kenyan, you have to have pisuk damim. So here there was no pisuk damim. If there was no pisuk damim, then the whole wedding's not a wedding.
The Meicher knows
he's in charge, but there's
that
never an agreement. But there was never an agreement. We're saying that it doesn't matter. Meicher always has an idea of what he wants to ask. But, so the Avnei Nezer says, so what would you say? Well, obviously. What? Rely on the Tur HaEvan. There it seems the case wasn't even, he said, whatever you say. Yeah, so I said, well, whatever we agree on. Yeah.
Over there, it's something easy to evaluate. So he knows the erech, how much he's paid.
It's easy to evaluate. All right, that's not what he answered. What he said, the reason is there it's different. Is if I sell you something without a piece of damim, I'm not going redas. But if I know I'm giving it to you for you to give away to a third party, so the likelihood of my getting it back from the third party is already a whole business. If I know that I'm giving it to you and you're going to give it away as a ring of kedushin, so he says then there's a gemiras das even without a piece of damim, because I know I'm giving it to you and you're going to give it away, so I know we're going to have to come to some pshara. It's going to be lamaskana, it'll be a mechira. If I'm giving it to you for you to give to someone else, it's sort of included in it that this has to be for real, that this has to be final. I mean, that it's included, this has to be final, then it's a, that's one exception.
What about
the Lekeach? Lekeach Mestam Zecher, certainly is, but they both know they can't undo the Mechira. So they know they're going to have to come to some Shara, they're going to have to come to some agreement, you know. No matter how stubborn each side is, you put them in a room until they come to an agreement.
Okay, they have to get it back.
Theoretically, he could get it back, but
it's
true. But Lamaisa, when a person sells, he knows if I'm giving it to you, and later we'll negotiate. So I know I could say, forget it, give it back. But in the case where you're giving it to someone else, it's already, even though technically you could, it's not normal. It's not normally we'd come to a maskon. That's the Avnei Nezer's chiddush. I'm not saying that killer people should get into this problem, but yeah. Another exception, there are Achrayim who taina that if the Bechira involves an Aveira, an Isser, to avoid an Isser, that you're Gomer Omakni. Obviously, if you hold of this Svara, it would apply by Chametz. If I sell Chametz to a guy, I don't make up a price. So I'll be Gomer Omakni because I don't want to be ever an Aveira. So, now what's the problem there? If I sell Chametz without a piece of damim, so I'm saying, look, I don't want to be ever an Aveira, so I'll be Gomer Omakni. The problem is that the guy is not Gomer Omakni. So the guy's not over an aveira if he doesn't buy the chametz. In the case of chametz, it's a problem unless I tell the guy whatever you, the guy, decide, I agree to, then it should be good. Because the guy, it's already in his court, he can decide. It's not chasar mitzad the guy. Mitzad the yid, it's a case of iser.
He wants to get rid of it.
Yeah. Mak.
He'll sell it for pennies. He doesn't care. He has to get rid of it.
Well, the yid.
The yid. He'll use one to sell it. There's no, it doesn't
good.
Make a difference.
Good, so that's the point. That's the point. The point, I think this says in the Marsham, he says that when it involves iser, he's going to be gomer mak. He's going to give it away. He'll do it for anything. Even if he has to give it away for free, he'll give it away for free. He doesn't really ever have heirs. So maybe he tells the guy, whatever you decide, that'll be. He has a gemara's task because he doesn't want to be ever an aver. So this is a second exception to Pisuk Damim. The third exception is in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, Yeridayah Simishin Yud Aleph. He says when it's a small amount of money, I think you're selling has small value. He's also Gomer Omakni. I suppose it would depend on the time and place. But he says when it's a small deal, people don't hassle so much. So how much is a small deal? I'll tell you his case. His case was somebody sold the lung of an animal to a guy. It's a still living animal, but he only sold the rights to the lungs. He says it's davar mu'ed. I don't know how much lungs cost, unless you want to use it in class to show what else can you do with a lung. Feed it to the animals. I mean, beings don't eat lung meat. Anyway, the Chasam Sofer says if it's a davar mu'ed, that's a third exception. The fourth exception I saw in the Gris Meisha, he also has a tshuva in Chayshu Mishpat, Simen Nun Aleph. About a business deal that involved a lack of pisuk damim. The case there was the seller wanted $80 for something, and the buyer, she doesn't write how much she was negotiating, so the buyer said, listen, I'll give you $55 now, but later we'll settle on the exact price. So Rav Moshe writes that when he gives him money now and he takes money now, even though he didn't sell on the price, even though the money he gave was far less than would be the ultimate maskana, so Rav Moshe, once you give money, that's a gemiras das. You give money, you give money. Even though you're not giving everything, stam Rav Moshe doesn't mean if you give a quarter just for a kenyan, but you're giving a significant amount of money, of $80, you're giving $55. So then there's also a gemiras das, even without pisuk domi. Now I'm mentioning all these cases to you just to illustrate that this yisai, the whole idea of pisuk damim, is a very basic yisai in Chayshu Mishpat, even though we don't deal with it all that much, but it's a basic idea in Chayshu Mishpat that kol zman there's no pisuk damim, it's not binding. An agreement is not binding, and any agreement is not binding, a rental agreement also, schiras. You make an agreement, but there's no exact price that's settled on. So it's not a binding deal unless it's one of these exceptions of pisuk damim. There are many tshuvas about pisuk damim by selling a bechar. A farmer who has an animal that's about to give birth to its first calf is going to be stuck with a bechar. You know that bizman hazeh, being stuck with a bechar is a terrible thing. A bechar behema, if a yid gets stuck with a bechar behema, it's an expense which you can't work with it, you can't get any benefit from it, you have to feed it, and all it does is cost money, right? I think I once told you that Chazal made a gzeira, a bechar you give to a kayin. So people used to give it to the kayin that they hated the most, right? Who are you going to give a bechar to? Anything for having a bechar. So Chazal made a gzeira with his man hazeh that a kayin doesn't have to take a bechar. Otherwise, it kind of gets stuck with a whole flock of bechayrus. Now, if somebody is confident Mashiach is coming tomorrow, he should buy up all the bechayrim, because then Mashiach will come. He'll be a rich man, because then the bechar he can be macked here, and all the meat will be his. But what?
Can you be macked?
Oh, that's right. It's Hutcha. This man that the Mishnah is not here. It's Hutcha. It's Tichim Yekara. So don't. It's not a good investment. If you hear the Shaifa sound, you can run quickly and buy up. At any rate, so people used to sell Bukhar. It was also a haram. It used to go to a guy. Even today in Eretz Israel, they sell to the Arabs, they sell them the Behemah HaMivakeres, the mother. And it's very often that they neglect to do a piece of Ketanim because of the fact that it's like Mechiras Chametz. It's sold with a good Kenyan, but with the plan to buy it back afterwards. And at any rate, this is the concept of piece of Ketanim. Why am I mentioning piece of Ketanim to you? Because again, B'derech Pilpul, I can't be sure, but Tosfos here, yes, the kasha we had yesterday, and we didn't understand what's bothering Tosfos with Nesata Devarech L'Shiurim. Like, what Shiurim? Of course, every woman could say whatever she wants for a price. So what does it bother Tosfos? Rashi says that if it's Balayla Shavi Shliach, that you need Hakavah the Dinri. For Tosfos, you can't do that, because then Nesata Devarech L'Shiurim. So we don't understand what's Taisa's kasha. So what? It's not the Rosh Hashirim. Every woman could demand whatever price she wants. It could be that Taisa's means that a Kedushin, if you have Bante Dribyana who say Tarkava de Dinri clearly, so it's obviously Tarkava de Dinri. Or if any woman tells the Shliach an exact price, it's Tarkava de Dinri. We're talking where the woman didn't verbalize an exact price to the Shliach. That means the woman is allowing the shliach to go and to do the ma'aseh kedusha. So the truth is, you'll never have a good kedusha if you make a shliach. If you make a shliach and don't make a price, so what's the price? It's always going to lack in pisuk damim. It's always going to be a failure. Mitzad mishalayach. In this case, the woman. If she doesn't set a price, if she sets a price, there's no problem. Agmar is telling shavi shliach without setting a price. There's always going to be a problem of a piece of damim. It's always lacking a piece of damim. Tosfos holds that when you make a shliach for kedushin, that's always a pruta, or like Bishami, always a dinner. Which means if you make a shliach, that's it. That's the nut. The price is the minimum price. But if Rashi holds, doesn't agree with that if you shav a shliach, it's automatically whatever the minimum price is. So God's called Bante Drabianai, maybe Tosfos will be moided to Rashi, they'll megala daitam, it'll be takavadidin. But if every time you're going to have to shots up the amount, it's impossible. That's Tosfos' time, I think, on Rashi, yes. So this seems to be at least a mahalach in Tosfos. What comes out, though, is a chiddush, that if you make a shliach to go buy something for you, if you send him to buy something which has a set always price, you send him to buy a container of milk. So a container of milk has a set price in every store. It fluctuates a teeny bit, but it's basically a set price, no issue. But if you make someone a shliach to go and buy a used car for you, and you don't stipulate an amount, it seems that there's no certain piece of damim. It's missing a piece of damim. And the shliach buys it at his own risk, or whatever the shliach pays. Between the shliach and the other person, there's a price. And when he comes back, he's taking a risk, because there's no piece of damim inside the mishalach. So, like I said yesterday, B'derech Pulpula, it gives words to Tosfos. Is this what Tosfos meant? I'm not sure. Tosfos is very ambiguous. And came the start of a Cheshur, and Tosfos says, it's no good. Why is it no good? I don't know. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef. Now, let's go to Rabbi Yosef, and we'll try to understand what he's saying. Rabbi Yosef Amar Tamai de Beishamik Rabbi Yudam Ravasi Dam Rabbi Yudam Ravasi Kukas Amar Tera Kesef Tzuri Yushal Tevreim Kesef Medina. Okay, yesterday I missed out on one of the coins. So you have to redraw your coin chart. Pruta is the lowest. What I forgot was the Isser, which is mentioned in the Mishnah. The Pruta is Echa Mishmaina Be Isser Etlaki. So from Pruta to Isser it's 8. From Isser it goes up to Pundian. Pundian is 2 times as much as Isser, so that's 16 prutas. And those 3 are copper. From Pundi, and it goes up to Ma, which is again 2 times as much, which means, where are we holding? 16, 30, 32, which means a Ma is 32 prutas. And then from Ma to dinner, since we want to get to 192, so it's six. Six ma to a dinner. So I got it right this time? Yeah, all right. Okay. So it's 100, a dinner is 192. A dinner in Azuz is the same thing. Dinner Azuz is Aramaic and dinner is Hebrew. So they're 192. That's the progression. The bottom three are not silver. Presumably they're all copper. The bottom three being Pruta, Isser, and Pundian are all copper. And they don't have that in Kesef Tzuri. Rashi Shita is that Ma is the first coin of Kesef Tzuri and Dinner is the second coin. Tysus on the Amid Beis, at least the Re in Tysus disagrees. The Re holds that Dinner is the smallest coin in Kesef Tzuri.
But
Israel Itlaki Ishal Kesef, you mean? But Israel Itlaki Ishal Kesef. It's not a Kesef Tzuri, even if it would be Kesef. It's, in Kesef Tzuri they didn't have that. Okay, what? Okay. Okay. At any rate, in Kesef Tzuri they didn't have it. The issue here, again, is that in the Midbar they didn't have Prutas. So right away we have a problem with this memra of Rabbi Yehuda Mervasi. The Kol Kesef Amar B'Tayra Kesef Tzuri, that when it says in the Torah the word Kesef, it's Kesef Tzuri. So what's Shava Pruta in the Torah? What's a Pruta? What's Pruta? It says Lay Signaiv, if you steal Pruta, Yecha Yechaiv. Where does Pruta come if there is no such coin as Pruta? The answer is that Pruta is a certain value. Pruta is a certain value, but it's not a coin. In the Midbar, dinner was a coin. Dinner and Ma were coins they had in the Midbar. So that Kesef could be a coin, or Kesef could be a value. What the Gemara is saying now in Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ravasi is that when the Torah says Kesef, it means a coin. The word for that is Kesef HaYotzei, Kesef that can be spent. So that Gemara in the Havamina, we're going to soon learn through the Amid Beis and get to the Maskana, we're going to slug it up. In the Havamina, we think Kesef means coins. In modern Hebrew, Kesef usually means coins or bills. Right? If you're in Eretz Yisrael, and they ask you for Kesef, they're not asking you for a piece of silver, they're asking you for money. That's the Gemara's Havamina here, not the Maskana. Gemara's Havamina is that Kesef means coins. If it means coins, call Kesef Amatari Kesef Tzuri. Shel Devrei and Kesef Medina we'll get to in a few minutes. It's in the Rashi says an eighth of Kesef Tzuri, but let's leave that for a minute for now. Kesef Tzuri is coins they had in the Midbar, and whenever the Torah says Kesef, it means coins in the Midbar. Now you have to realize that many places the Torah doesn't say Kesef. Right? If it says like Signai, it doesn't say Kesef. If it says Hashavas Aveda, it doesn't say Kesef. There are plenty of places in the Torah where it doesn't use the word Kesef. That's fine. So then it's a Shava Pruta, the value of a Pruta. What's a Pruta? It's a certain percentage of a dinner. It's whatever the value is. But when it says Kesef, then it means a coin. So let's go through the Gemara's caches. A Gufa Amar of Yehuda Amar Avasi, Kol Kesef Amar Tari Kesef Tzuri, Shal Devrei Kesef Medina, the Klalohu. Now again, what's the Klal? The Kesef that says in the Torah means the coin that they had in the time of the Midbar, the Klalu. Vahari Taina. The Ksiv. Now this Kasha just pshat. What's Taina? By Maida B'Miksas. You're Taina that I owe you something, and I'm Maida something less. So obviously if you're Taina I owe you a Pruta and I'm Maida less, that can't be. Because if I'm Maida Pruta, that means it's everything. So Hari Taina Ksiv Kitin Ishariyo Kesef. I Kalim Lishmar Vitana. Shvus Adayon. The fact that you swear might have been mixas. Hataina shtei kesef aydashav apruta. The taina, meaning the tevia, has to be two kesef. And the aydashav apruta, and which coins are we talking about? Shtei kesef, Rashi brings shtei mai, sama, which was a coin in the midbar. But shtei kesef, two kesef. So what's the kasha? So we see what? We see kesef means what? Kesef can mean coin. If it means coin, it wouldn't be two ma. It would be one ma, or one dinar. It must mean value. It must be kesef hakeim. Kesef means a value of money. If it's a value, so the chacham shuts up the value. And the value is the equivalent of shtei ma. But it can't mean a coin, then why is it shtei kesef? And the Gemara, Hasam Dumi the Kalim, I Kalim Shnaim, I Kesef Shnaim. My Kesef Davachash, I Kalim Davachash. So really, Kesef means coin. The smallest coin was a Ma, Rashi Lushitasa. The smallest coin was a Ma. And Shnaim, so means two Ma. So we're still saying that the Kesef means a coin. For Gemara Hari Meiser, the Ksif Tzarta HaKesef Biyadecha, you pay the Meiser on Kesef. So again, does Kesef mean coin or value? If it means coin, Tanana Pirate Selim Mais Meiser Sheni, you could have Prutais that you're changing into a seller that you're paid the Meiser Sheni. So you see, you could be paid the Meiser Sheni with Prutais. And with the Gemara, Kesef HaKesef Riba. You're right, it's a Riba. But normally, Kesef means coins. For Gemara, Hari Hegdish. The Ksivan Osna Kesef Akamlai. Vamishmuel Hegdish Avamana Shechilai Shava Pruta Mechulam. So you see, you could be paid on a Pruta. And even though the Torah says Kesef, Asanami Kesef, Kesef, Yalf Memeiser. So the first three kashas we answer. The fourth kasha, we shlug up. Hare Kedusha Isha, Viksiv Ki Nisha Isha, Ki Kach Isha Isha Vala, Vagam Ki Chikich Vistay Efrain. And Vitanan, Beisil Laim Pruta Visha Pruta. So there it says Kesef, where it's Ki'ilu, it says Kesef. By Kedushin, so, and yet a Pruta is good, so if Kesef means a coin, it doesn't make sense. Name Ravasi Domke Veshamai. You think Ravasi means to say something which only is true like Veshamai? So we're up Kishladen. Now, at this point, you have to stop. We're touching a word in the Torah, Kesef. Okay, now I'm not talking. And being a Parshas Truma, it's a Zav Kesef on the Chayshas. There, Kesef means silver, it means a piece of silver. The Shaila is when the Torah says Kesef in the context of Kiitain Ish El Reyeu Kesef. The Torah says Kesef in a context, Stama. What is the correct translation of Kesef? Let's say you're teaching a first grader. You have to make a tight sheet for Kesef. So how do you teach Kesef? What's the teach? Is it silver? Or is it money? Huh? Or the coins? Well, certain context certainly means silver. I mean, the context of money. Kitin Sharia Kesef HaKeh Olmishma. Okay, what is the taich of the word kesef? Silver? Or money? Why money? That's not a reason, that's the result. The result is that's how you translate it.
But would
include silver, probably, unless I told him that I wanted to tell him. How do you touch kesef? There. Tzarta, kesef, shvetzur. What else does it say, Kesef? It says, by Yaakov, Yaakov told Yosef, you should take the Kesef Yadech and go up to Paran. So what's the Kesef there? HaKesef HaShov Bam Techeseinu. How do you touch? HaKesef HaShov Bam Techeseinu. The silver that was returned? Or the money that was returned? What's the literal translation?
Money.
What?
Money.
Maybe it's silver. Any of you Slavic sheets from
the Shekel Kesef?
That proves. Proves it means money. Alright, yeah, through what?
Maybe
it's silver. So silver money were, was synonymous. Yes, yeah, so it's but that doesn't mean it could be kesef is taich silver and there was shkolim of silver, or can be shekel kesef there was shkolim that was money. There are three possible taichin to the word kesef. One is wrong. That is that kesef means coins. That's the havamina. The havamina of this gemara was that kesef means coins. Could be Beis Shammai holds that way, because Beis Shammai can hold like Ravasi. Ravasi come out like Beis Shammai. Maybe Beis Shammai holds coins. If he holds coins, that's why he says dinner. Got to be a coin. But Leif Beis Hill, it does not mean coins. Now we have two choices. Those two choices, I mentioned to you when we learned the Mishnah. One choice is it means silver, the mineral silver. And one choice is it means money. And the Amnei Meluim, the first Amnei Meluim in Hilchas Kedushin, tells us that this is a Machlaikas Rishayim. Taich of the word is a Machlaikas Rishayim. What's Taich Kesef? It says Stam Kesef. What does it mean? The Rambam Shita is, it means silver. And that money is defined by a certain amount of silver. Chatzi Sa'ira Kesef, a half size of a Bali coin of silver, a Bali seed of silver, that is Taich Pruta. Pruta is a certain amount of silver. Silver, I mean silver, gold, silver, and copper. Silver. Kesef means silver. When it's used to mean money, we're referring to a certain amount of value of silver. How much? It's silver, the amount of silver. The Avnei Meluim says that the Rashba and the Ritva argue, and the Rashba and the Ritva hold, no, Kesef means money. Shavapruta is money. It's got to be something spendable. Kesef hayayitze, something that you can spend. So that the Rambam pegs it constantly, the Chatzi Sa'ira Kesef, a set thing that you can figure out the value of a pruta. And the Rashba and the Ritva say, no, it has to be a coin that Kesef hayayitze, it's money you can spend. Kesef means money. Chayra, the machlaikis, and how much is a pruta bizman hazeh? Machlaikis, the sman, the shach. The shach says a pruta is chatzi sa'ira kesef, like the riff in the Rambam, which today is about a third of a penny, would be a shava pruta. That goes with the Rambam shita. It's constant. It doesn't matter that there's been inflation for the last 3,300 years since Matan Torah, and now what can you get for a chatzi sa'ira kesef? Now it's worth almost nothing. But it doesn't matter. It's a shear like all shear Torah. Shear is, that's a shear. So that about a third of a penny today would be a pruta. The Sma disagrees. The Sma says, no, a third of a penny is not a pruta. You have to be able to buy something for it. So that if you can't buy something for it, it's nothing. So today it would be certainly a nickel, maybe a dime, I don't know. It would be more than, certainly more than a penny. These are the two shittas, and these are the two shittas we learned. When we learned the Mishnah, we had the Taich Kesef. These are the two shittas we learned. What we come to today is the Rashba and the Ritva. Because the Rambam was talking the Pirush HaMishnayos on that phase of Mishnah Aleph and touching the Mishnah Kesef. The Rashba and the Ritva are here on Daf Yud Aleph, in this sugya. The Rashba says here in our sugya that Kesef is Kesef HaYotze. Rashba says it. However, Avnei Meluim himself says that if you want, you could be matchik this, you could say that the Rashba was only talking like Beis Shammai. And like Beis Shammai, that it's a dinner, kesef is taka a dinner, it's taka a coin. It could be la halacha, the Rashba will be maida, the ledidan, like Beis Hillel, maybe the Rashba will be maida to the Rambam. Could be. The Ritva, though, is very clear. I'll tell you what the Ritva says. So first let me just tell you a Ritva and a Gemara, and then we'll see. The Ritva says a pruta is a certain value. And therefore, the Mishnah didn't have to say pruta vishava pruta. Because really, every pruta is just shava pruta. What is pruta? Pruta has a certain value. They didn't have a pruta in the Midbar. There was no pruta in the Midbar. So when the Rabbi Shalom said pruta to Moshe Rabbeinu, what was he saying? Coin? There was no coin. So when the Rabbi Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu pruta, what did he say? The value of a pruta. Right? The value of a pruta. So he told him the value of a pruta. So then the Mishnah really doesn't have to say shava pruta. The Mishnah could just say, it doesn't have to say pruta vishava pruta. It could just say shava pruta. Because there is no pruta, there is no coin of pruta. Nowadays there is, but in time of Moshe there wasn't. So Mishnah really should just say shava pruta. Why does the Mishnah say pruta vishava pruta? He says, since according to Beis Shammai, you have a dinner, which is a coin, which existed in the time of Moshe. So the Mishnah says dinner vishava dinner. So since he used that language, like Beis Shammai, dinner vishava dinner, So it uses like a similar sort of language, pruta v'shava pruta. Because it's not false, it's true, a pruta and a shava pruta. But, really, in the time of Moshe, there was no pruta. It was only the concept of shava pruta.
There is false.
No what? When?
There is no pruta.
There was no pruta. It's not false in the sense that the Tana is talking 1,000 years later and he's teaching his class, so the Tana is writing the Mishnah, so he tells his class it could be a pruta, it could be a shava pruta. It's true. Because in his time there was a pruta and a shava pruta. But he didn't have to express it that way, he just could have expressed it, Kedushin is with the value of a pruta. Technically that would have been more accurate. But he said pruta vishava pruta because he had to say a dinner vishava dinner. That's what it says in the Ritva. In other words, pruta is shava pruta. That's what pruta is. It's a value. Avni Lulim argues, how do you see from this, not like the Rambam? Said Chatzis Sa'ira. See, it's a little of a stretch. What he says is that if the Ritva would hold like the Rambam, that pruta is chatzis sa'ira kesef, so then pruta vishava pruta makes sense. You need one thing to tell you chatzis sa'ira kesef, and one thing to tell you anything that's worth chatzis sa'ira kesef. It wouldn't have been a kasha. When the Ritva says shava pruta is all you have to say, the Ritva is saying all it is a davar shel shavis. So Mimela, we see the Ritva is not like the Ram. Now this last step, I mean, it's like Vakotzuch a little bit. I'm not so clear about it. If you really see, now it comes out the whole Avni Melun is Gebait on this one Ritva, because he has a Ritva and a Rashba. So the Rashba, he said right away, could be only a Beis Shammai, it's not Davka. Now down to a Ritva. Now it's not a Beferish Ritva. It's not a Beferish Ritva. It's a Diok in a Ritva. The Ritva says something, and from that we're being Medayik that the Ritva holds not like the Rambam and the Rif.
Why can you finish?
It's tough for me here in class to just tell you the Ritva and then argue about the deal. What you have to do is really look at the Ritva. You don't have to take out the Ritva. You look at Avni Meluim, Zelashayne, he brings the whole the Ritva of Zelashayne, he brings the whole Ritva. He makes his deal. And I think any of us could be a fact fake. Now, if his deal in the Ritva, if you argue with his deal in the Ritva, you end up that there are no Tushitas anymore, that there's only the Rambam and the Rif. Kesef means silver, a certain amount of silver, and finish.
Yeah.
You're asking on the diyuk. I mean, yeah. Just to try to defend Avni Meluim, he means that like the Rambam, there are two things. There's one thing which is the pruta, the way it was given over Chatzisayra, and then there's the value of it. According to, if you hold that it's just shavius money, then Shabbos is Shabbos. It's not 100% Mukhrach, but this is the.
There's a word to capture a certain value. Even if it's all that.
See, what you're doing is saying that the Ritva may. You're saying the Ritva is not Mukhrach. But let's accept the Ritva. And just argue more if Davni Blum's Diok in the Ritva is a Diok. What you're saying is that it's not so sure it's pruta b'shava pruta because it could say pruta, it has to peg it to something. I'm asking. It's not like the Ritva. What's more important to me is the diuk of the Avni Meluim and the Ritva Mukhrach, and therefore we build that we have two shitas, and every time we talk about kesef, we have two shitas and what kesef is that really Mukhrach? In the new Avni Meluim, their footnotes, they bring that Devin Ozel and the Chazon Ish had problems with this Avni Meluim because the Ritva and Beis Amin Aleph does like Tosis does is how do you know Shava Kesef is good by Kedushin? Like the Ritva says, all Prutas are Shava Prutas, all the same. So why do you need a Ribui for Shava Kesef? Akoponim, the main point I want to make is there's an Avni Meluim, I'm going to take it away from it. Avni Meluim says there are two ways, Lamaskana to Taich Kesef. You all should know there are really three ways to Taich because the Gemara's half a mean is one way. And it might be true of Beis Shammai and Maskan. So basically three ways to touch. We have like Beis Shammai, and then we have two ways La Halacha. One is from the Ritva and Asugya, one is the Ram and the Rif. And the question that I'm just leaving is to try to work on. I would like to understand, because usually we accept Avni Meluim that there are two Mahalchim. To understand clearly what the Diyuk from the Ritva is, it's It would be nice to understand. But the Gemara Fiyasai is Eli Yidmar Hachi Yidmar Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi Kol Kesef Kotzof Amar B'Tayra Kesef Tzuri B'Shal Tavarin Kesef Meji. The Torah says Stam Kesef Itaka means doesn't mean a coin. When the Torah says a number, it must mean a coin. You can't say a number and be referring to Shavius, which is abstract. So the Gemara says when the Gemara says a number, that's what it refers to. My kamash malatanina, it's really a Mishnah. Chamish slaim shel ben. You play the son with five slaim. What are five slaim? So we're saying now five slaim are five sela, five dinrim. Is that what we're saying? Five dinrim in kesef tzuri. Am I right? Is that the pshat? Maskim? Anybody? Kesef kotzav avitayas kesef tzuri. What does that mean? It means a dinner. That means five dinrim. What is that pshat? Chamish shalom shal ben, shalish shal ebe, chamish shal ebe, shal mafata, meir shal meisi shemer. Kulam b'shekel ha-kaydesh. Which coin b'shekel ha-kaydesh? It means the shekel itself, the selah? Not sure. B'man atzuri. I'm sorry, so it doesn't mean a dinner, it means a shekel. What? Isn't? Is what? A selah is for dinner. Selah is for dinner. Don't try to confuse me. The sell is for dinner. What are we saying now? It means shekel and sell is the same. So it's 20. So it's four. It's shkolim then. Bear with me. So five slaim of pidyon ben. Oh, how many slaim? It's a fair slaim, not pidyon. Okay. Five slaim. So let's figure out how much is pidyon ben in prutis. Now we're all experts already. A dinner we know is 192 prutis. A sella is four dinrim. So four times 192. Is 768. So it's 768 is one sella. Now times that by 5, which is 5 times 768. If of 768 times 10, so that's 3,840 prutas. Is that correct? You know, everyone's always asking me, how much you need for pinyan aben? So we have here the Perish Gemara, 3,840 prutas. So if a pruta would be a penny, it would be $38.40. If it's a third of a penny, then it's about $13. It's come out to a little under $13. If a pruta is more like a nickel, then it should be $38 times 5. It should be $190. Oops. $170 and change. So, are you with me? Anybody? Okay, Kesef Medina, my Kamash. Again, Chamish Shalom Shal Ben, Shloishim Shal Evet, Chamishim Shal Einis, Shal Mefata. I think I once told you when I learned my Gemara Shia on Shabbos, and we come to numbers, something like this, and I asked the guy, so in the beginning, when I used to ask the Balabatim there, the Shir, I used to pick on the accountant. I said, all right, you're the accountant, you multiply. I realized afterwards the accountants know the least math, because they're so used to using calculators that they can't calculate anything in their mind. And it's probably the good thing if you're accounting for someone, don't use in your mind. You should use a calculator. The people who are not accountants, they're the ones who are good at numbers usually. I don't mean to offend any accountants here, but that's what comes out. Tanina chamish shalom shal ben shloishim shal evet chamish shal einis shal mafata meir shal meisi shemar kulam b'shekel hakodesh manatzuri. All right, it's all manatzuri. So from today on, for the rest of our lives, whenever we talk about any of these things, or chumish. So I think people know Eved is Shloishim, Meitzi Shemra is Meya, and Einis Umafata is 50. Right, there's a way to remember that, right? You guys remember the Knas? How do you remember Eved is 30 and Shemra is 100 and Einis Umafata is 50? There's a trick to remember it. Right? Never had. You don't have my Rebbeim. I don't know. I had Rebbeim with tricks. Right? Eved has three letters in it, so it's 30. Meitzi Shemra has 10 letters, so it's 100. Now, what's in between? Einis. Einis actually has 4, but Umafata at least has 5, so it's 50, right? So, Umafata has, so it's 50, it's the one in between. That's all I just remember. The knas of an eved, einus mafata, meitzi shemer. So now, not only do I remember the numbers, but I'll remember what coin they are. What coin are they again? The shloim of kesef tzuri, or shekel of kesef tzuri, which is 4 dinarim, which is 192 prutas. Which, if you're a masochist, you'll say is this many ma and this many pundi and this many isser and this, right? Mighty shemra. First of all, that's a kashas. You have a kashas. Doesn't change from the thing. Seven still good seven. It's pretty close to 10 letters. Mighty shemra. Yeah. Okay, Zakti Gemara, one more Nakuda. Sheltevrayim Kesef Medina Itzrichle Beleitanan. The time to Kelach Haver and Nesnali Sela. Beleitan or Mysela Arbezuzi Ela Mysela Pagazuzi. As you call the Pagazuzi Istra. Now this is it's confusing, but it seems that from the Dor HaMidbar to the Dor HaGemara, the coinage changed. And it was an eighth of what it was in the Dor HaMidbar. So whenever we talk about the coinage, we talk about a dinner or a cello, we're talking about Kesef Tzuri, which is 8 times what Takanas Rabbanan are talking about. Now if you think about this, to me, it's astonishing. Hatakelech Haveirei Noisin Loisela, which is Palga Dezuza. Now we're talking about Baishas. Someone hits someone, Tekeya hit him in the ear, so we're trying to shots up how much he has to pay. But they two shot him in Tekeya. He either screamed in his ear, he hit him in his ear. How much does he have to pay? So if you learn Misatis Bava Kama, you have no clue. So it's fine, that's only seller. How much is a seller? A seller. But think how much money it is now. It's Palga de Zuza. A Zuz is how much? A Zuz is a dinner. A dinner is 192 shkalim. So you give him half of 192 shkalim. 192 prutas. I meant that. 192 prutas. Half of 192 prutas is 96 prutas. So here, we're shouting up what you have to pay somebody, 96 prutas. Is that what you think when you learn the Mishnah? Like, if you hold the prutas is a third of a penny, so you have to give him 32 cents. You might as well hit him 2 or 3 times for the same money, you know. It's and if you hold the Mohammed Dikashita, so it's maybe a nickel, so even if it's a dime, so it's $9.60. It seems to me very little. What? Because it's an eighth. The seller shall devray. A seller is four zuzim. A seller or a shekel, the same thing. It's 4 dinar. Now it's devalued, so it's a half of the zuz of the dinar of kesef tzuri. So it seems to be a very small amount of money. How do you understand? How do you understand this? Obviously today, for 32 cents, for 32 cents then was a lot of money. 32 cents then was a lot of money. Well, tell me. Shel Devrayim. Sela Shel Devrayim is less. No, isn't that what Rashi said? Sela Shminis Shabasela Tsuri. It's an eighth of a Sela Tsuri. No, Devrayim means when the rabbi said Sela, they were referring to an eighth of a Sela Tsuri. A Sela Tsuri is 4 dinarim. So when the rabbi said Sela, they meant half of a dinner. Which comes out to be, I don't know, this is like, for Rebelsky, I think, that they ask him, what, 32 cents? Unless in those days, you work inflation back a couple thousand years, maybe. But I'll tell you, when I learned the Mishnah, I never dreamt that it was 32 cents. But okay. Look at the art scroll, it says there are 32 cents on the bottom. I doubt it. Okay. All right, please, you have time. You have tomorrow and Sunday. Please move on to the Gemara.